To understand the nature of the malice of the Pharisees and scribes in today's gospel, we need to have some understanding about this accusation that they hurl at our Lord's. Beelzebub was the primary demon of the ancient city of Acheron, otherwise known as Ekron, and it is not permitted to list some of the foul practices that were perpetrated under the auspices of Beelzebub, but among them certainly was the wanton slaughter of infants by human sacrifice, for it was a Philistine city, and also we know that one of the predominant sins was that of Sodom and Gomorrah. And so it was a very foul place, and indeed the name means Lord of the Flies because of the death that transpired in that city, the flies would gather. Indeed, the very name of the city means extermination because it was a place both of temporal and spiritual death. And so we see very clearly that they did not throw this accusation against our Lord lightly, but they sought to diminish his ministry amongst the chosen people, those people whom our Lord is referring to when he says, "Be careful, for when the demon founds the house swept, he will come back with seven more demons, and the second state of that man would be worse than the first." Indeed, it seems our Lord is almost telling them, "You have become worse than your father Adam in his first fall, because you have what was foretold to him standing before you, and yet you accuse him of the practices of the city of Acheron." And indeed, our Lord would try to bring them to their senses, as he always does, for he says, "By whom do your people drive them out?" And this he is referring primarily to his disciples, and most especially to the apostles, whom he had given power to go about casting out demons. And indeed, the Pharisees and scribes would witness these very miracles transpiring through the hands of the apostle. And so he was trying to tell them that what was foretold would be fulfilled in him, and that it was to the apostles that would be entrusted the very power of driving out demons. That is, in the miraculous sense, as in today's gospel it is referred to, but also in a more even extraordinary miraculous sense, for ultimately the apostles were given the power of God's kingdom, and so they are the administrators of the sacraments, baptism primarily, by which the demons are driven out and the soul is prepared to receive our Lord in the most holy Eucharist when it comes to the age of reason. And so our Lord refutes them very well this day, and indeed we must marvel at the patience our Lord demonstrates, for he is trying to bring the Pharisees and the scribes to their senses, and hence all the chosen people, and that is why he warns them that when they had the armor of the Old Testament, it was merely a foreshadowing of that which was to come. And if they sought to hide behind the armor of the Old Testament, then they would be ultimately conquered by one who was stronger than him, because ultimately it was not in the old that we could persevere in grace, but it was in the new. It was in that kingdom to come. And so our Lord tells us very clearly in speaking to the Pharisees and scribes that if he cast out by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God truly is present. And he says, "Judge me by my works." For the Pharisees and scribes had to know that he could not do what he was doing by the power of Beelzebub, but rather they were jealous of the affection that he was receiving from the people, and ultimately they were jealous of their own position and their own authority, for they knew that when the Savior would come into the world, then the old would pass away and it would be replaced by something much more marvelous, something ancient, something new, first foretold to our parents Adam and Eve. And so let us rejoice this day, for we know that our Lord does not operate by the power of Beelzebub, because he has a greater power than the demons, a greater power than Beelzebub himself and all the demons combined, because he is the omnipotent God. And so he has established that kingdom in which we truly can work out our salvation in fear and trembling. And so let us rejoice. Let us always guard our hearts and our homes through the power of prayer, and most especially through participation in the sacramental life, so that when the demons come, they find us much stronger than we were in our former state, because we have abandoned the pursuit of worldly pleasures for the pursuit of the divine pleasure. That is, we have given up the seeking for happiness in this life, because we have come to know that it only can be acquired in the life to come. And so when they come to assail us, they will find us strong, not by our own power, but by the power of the man, the God-man, whom they cannot assail, the God-man whom alone with the Virgin Mary they found strong and unassailable in this conquest of evil. And so all who truly are children of God find their strength in God, in his most holy mother, and it is they who defend them when the demons come. And as members of the mystical body, we must expect the temptations of the devil, and indeed we must expect all the wrath of Beelzebub to be directed towards that kingdom which God is speaking of today, and which kingdom alone will perdure until the end of time, when the Lord of all lords will come again and judge the living and the dead, and then the reign of Satan in this world will end, and the reign of Christ will begin for all those who have served him well in this life and now will enjoy him for all eternity in the life to come.
Anos non vedo.